The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
Feeling drained, foggy, or just not yourself? These may be the effects of low testosterone levels. Henry Meds has you covered. Our testosterone replacement therapy, or TRT, is available in pills, injectable, or daily creams. Many patients report improvements in energy, mood, and focus. Though individual results may vary, TRT may support sexual function for some patients. Go to henrymeds.com/TRT to consult a healthcare provider to see if TRT is right for you. Take the first step in feeling your best again. henrymeds.com/TRT.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, are you unsure about the new pension auto-enrollment scheme? How will it affect you? Well, to tell us all we need to know about the scheme, I'm joined by Jill Kirby, personal finance journalist, broadcaster and co-author of The Tab Guide to Money, Pensions and Tax. Jill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
This has been a long time coming.
It sure has. I mean, I can remember the first suggestions that we should have this kind of pension scheme, very like the one that's been operating in Australia for nearly 40 years, back about 1996. And then, you know, there've been a number of pension reports and investigations, and it always comes up. So it's some credit to Heather Humphreys, the Social Protection and Pensions Minister. She's pushed this through. Well done. And it will begin in 2024, okay. So another 2 years.
Now, let's talk about what it is. I mean, auto-enrollment suggests that you're automatically enrolled by your employer in the scheme unless you say no.
Yeah, and it's going to apply to every worker between the age of 23 and 60 who isn't already part of a private pension scheme or has no private pension provision, and they have to be earning at least 20,000 euros and more. So it's about 750,000 workers today, Pat. It could be a few more. You know, employment is growing here, so it could be even more by 2024. Agreement has been reached that you get automatically opted in, and then within 6 months of participating in the scheme, you can then contact the whatever commission is going to be running this thing and tell them, I'm not really interested. I want to be taken out of it. And nobody will do that. You know, it's going to be so automatic.
Do you have to have grounds to get out of it, or have we seen the fine print yet?
No, I don't think so. The fine print hasn't been published yet, but I don't think so.
You know what I'm thinking is if the state says, well, now everyone's auto-enrolled, we don't have to do as much with the state pension because everyone has another pension. Is that what this is really all about?
No, I don't think so. I think this is just to make sure that people don't end up totally relying on the state pension. The numbers are very poor at the moment. The CSO did a pension survey for 2021. Just 56% of the working population has a supplementary pension, that is other than the state pension at age 66. And of that group, just 35% are in the private sector. And there are even fewer women than men, Pat. And the worst thing of all is that coverage is very, very poor for people who are, in the retail, hospitality, part-time workers, and young workers. So this has been absolutely necessary. They're still trying to sort out the state pension. We all know that. They're encouraging everybody to work until they're 70 and then get a slightly higher pension. They're going to have to do more than that. But this is supplementary to that.
Now, the bones of this, both employer and employee contributions will start at 1.5% of salary and increase every 3 years by 1.5% until eventually at year 10, that's 2034, it'll be 6% of salary
for each group. Yeah,
for each employee.
So it's 12%.
Yeah. So the idea is the state then chucks in a few quid as well.
Yeah, it will. It's going to, for every 3 euros, no, let's go on to money here, not just percentages. For every 3 euros contributed by the worker, this is matched by 3 euros by the employer, and then the state tops it up by 1 euro. So the total amount, if you're going on, amounts, I don't know why they chose 3 euros, but it's a total of 7 euros then will go in on every contribution. So the state tops it up by €1. And, you know, that's okay. It's not like the current situation, Pat, for private pensions, which is that you get tax relief and the government gives you tax relief of either 20% or 40%, depending on whether you're on the lower or the higher
rate. So will this be from after-tax income?
No, this is pre-tax. I mean, it's, you know...
Say you're earning 50 grand, right? Yeah. 6% of 50 grand would be 3 grand. So yeah. Do they take that 3 grand off the top and then tax you on the 47?
Balance. Yes, that's my understanding. Absolutely.
So just suppose you're on 50 grand, 3 grand from you, this is after 10 years, 3 grand per year, 3 grand from your employer and 1 grand from the state. That'd be 7,000 a year. What sort of a pension would that buy?
Well, I think people are going to have to find that out depending on their age. One of the things that has happened over a number of years, Irish Life did it, and it's a terrific thing. They showed how much of a pension you'd get depending on what age you started it at and, say, a 10% flat contribution. And for the younger you are, Pat, the more you're going to end up with. And it'll be the same with this. I mean, within 10 years, if a 20-year-old starts this pension, auto-enrollment pension contributions at 20, then at 70, you know, I think, well, within 10 years of that, at age 30, you're going to be, there will be 12% plus the government top up, cash top up, going into your pension. You're not going to have any pension problems if you start that young when you retire. But the problem is, I mean, this is extended to people who are 60. So if you only start this at 50 or 55, you know, it's too late. I mean, it's better than nothing. It's absolutely better than nothing. But those sort of people who are already middle-aged and don't have any pension, they need to do something right now.
Questions coming in. I'm a sole trader. Will I be brought into the pension scheme?
No, not. I my understanding is no. I mean, you're not, you don't have an employer. You've got yourself. Yes. So you have to make your own, you have to get your own private scheme.
Another one. How does the auto enrollment system interact with the existing system? I.e., if you've already started your own pension, a PRSA, what happens?
You don't have to. If you have a PRSA and you work for somebody because they don't have a pension scheme, then you can either continue with your PRSA or I am, again, all fine detail, you can join the company scheme.
Because it would seem to me, if you join the scheme, then the employer has to put money in, the government has to put money in, whereas with the PRSA, you're only putting money in yourself.
So that's absolutely true.
I presume you'll be able to park your existing PRSA, keep its value, and then embark on this new scheme.
That's it. And don't forget, you're getting pretty good tax relief on the PRSA, so you don't necessarily want to lose that.
Now, one of the criticisms of pension providers is that they take a huge whack of money up front.
Yes.
So who's going to have this money in a fund? We know the government does not have a state pension scheme fund. I mean, Colin McCarthy was writing about this on Sunday in The Independent, and, you know, they claim that there's a pension, there's a fund, a social fund. There isn't a social fund. It comes out of current account all the time.
That's right.
So where will this money that the employer, the government and the employee are putting in, where does it go? Who minds
it? It's going to go into a special agency, if you wish, that will oversee this. There are going to be four different retirement investment funds, Pat, from which three of which employees can choose and employers, presumably. So you will end up choosing which kind of a fund you want to be in. The worker will decide what kind of risk do I want to take, and they'll indicate which one the money should go into, and then the employers will put that in. If you don't indicate which of the three you want, then you'll go into a default scheme. And this money is all going to be invested. You know, it's in the markets, and they are claiming that they'll keep the fees and charges as low as possible. It looks to me, Pat, like they're kind of basing it on the system that works both in the UK, which has one of these. It started about 10, 12 years ago, and maybe on the Australian scheme, the superannuation scheme in Australia, which was started about 40 years ago and is the best scheme in the world. The Australians are already up to compulsory contributions by employers of 12%. It'll be going up to 12% in 2025. It's at 10.5% now. And workers then are encouraged to putting money into that as well. So it's that kind of a scheme, but it's going to be fully invested. The Australians, I mean, there's what, 20 million people in Australia. Their pension scheme, this invested great mass of money, is worth 3.5 trillion Australian dollars.
Okay.
So we're starting, I know we have a small population, but we're really starting at point zero here.
All right. Well, look, it's very interesting stuff. The devil, as we always say, will be in the detail when we finally get hold of it. But Jill Kirby, personal finance journalist, broadcaster and co-author of The Tab Guide to Money, Pensions and Tax. Jill, thank you very much for joining us. We want to remind you that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. You may have noticed we have a new sponsor, Aviva. And I want to welcome them on board today. And for the foreseeable, it's good to have a sponsor such as Aviva on board. So lots more to do with them over the coming months.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Uh-oh, the last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscious?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first Express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.